Western Union launches Solana stable card for 175 mm Visa merchants. Western Union, the money transfer company founded in 1851, has launched a Solana-based stable card that works at 175 million Visa merchants worldwide. Cointelegraph reported the launch on August 4, 2026, citing the company's own announcement. The move puts one of the oldest names in cross-border payments directly into the same product category as crypto-native card issuers. The timing lands in a soft market. As of August 4, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $63,081, up 1.9% on the day. Solana at $73.78, up 2.0%. And the Fear and Greed Index sat at 37 in fear territory. Institutional product launches rarely wait for green candles, and this one arrived while sentiment was cautious rather than euphoric. A remittance incumbent moves on to crypto rails. Western Union processes billions of dollars in cross-border transfers each year through a network of physical agents and its digital app. Building a stablecoin card on Solana signals that the company sees on-chain settlement as cheaper and faster than the correspondent banking system it has relied on for over a century. The stable card reportedly settles in stablecoins on Solana while spending through Visa's existing merchant rails. That hybrid design is the same pattern most crypto cards already use: hold value in a digital asset, convert at the point of sale, and let the card network handle merchant acceptance. What changes here is the issuer. Instead of a startup, it is a company with 175 years of brand recognition and a customer base that already sends money across borders. Solana has become a common choice for payment products because of its low transaction fees and fast confirmation times. Western Union picking it over Ethereum or a private chain suggests the company prioritized cost per transaction, which matters when the target user is sending small remittance amounts rather than moving five-figure balances. Visa acceptance is the real unlock. The headline number is 175 million merchants, which is the size of Visa's global acceptance footprint. A card is only useful where it is accepted, and tapping into Visa's network means the stable card works anywhere a normal Visa debit card does. This is the same distribution advantage that has made Visa and MasterCard the default rails for nearly every crypto card on the market. For users, the practical effect is that a stablecoin balance held on Solana becomes spendable at a coffee shop, a grocery store, or an online checkout without a manual off-ramp. The conversion happens in the background. That said, the disclosed convenience usually hides a cost. Crypto to fiat conversion at the point of sale carries a spread, and Visa's network adds its own margin of roughly 0.5% to 0.9%. Western Union has not published a full fee schedule, so the true cost of spending through the stable card is not yet clear. A crowded field with a new kind of entrant. The crypto card market is already dense. Exchange-backed products from Coinbase and Crypto.com compete with self-custody options and stablecoin-first cards built by newer firms. Western Union is different because it is not a crypto company adding a card. It is a payments company that already owns the remittance customer and is now routing that customer onto crypto infrastructure. That distinction matters for adoption. Crypto card issuers spend heavily to acquire users who already understand wallets and stablecoins. Western Union starts with millions of people who send money internationally and may never have touched a self-custody wallet. If even a fraction of that base uses the stable card, the product could introduce stablecoin spending to an audience that crypto-native issuers struggle to reach. The competitive pressure runs both ways. Legacy remittance corridors have long charged fees that stablecoin transfers undercut. By launching its own card, Western Union is partly defending against the same on-chain payment flows that threaten its core business. Owning the rails is cheaper than losing customers to them. Practical caveats before the hype. Several details remain unconfirmed. The announcement does not specify which countries the stable card launches in first, what stablecoin backs it, whether it charges an annual or FX fee, or how custody is handled. Cards that rely on a custodial balance carry counterparty risk. If the issuer faces trouble, user funds can be frozen. The Wirecard and FTX collapses are the standing reminders of that risk. until Western Union clarifies whether balances are held by the company or by the user. The custody model is an open question. There is also the matter of whether a Solana stablecoin card offers any yield, cashback, or rewards. Many competing cards pay cashback rewards on spending. Western Union has not indicated the stable card does, which would make it a pure payment tool rather than an earning product. For a remittance-focused user, low fees may matter more than rewards, but that trade-off is worth watching once the pricing is public.